30.
I have a cataract. It's like sitting right here. All right.
Don't bat your eyes at me.
Motion. Motion made to seal the minutes if so made by.
So moved. Winston.
Seconded by North. Let's see. Roll call vote to seal the minutes. Olmstead?
Yes.
North, yes. Motion passed. Okay. We're back in public session at 6:30 p.m. A motion was made to seal the minutes by Olmstead, seconded by North. The decision was made to schedule a non-public session for next week, October 17, 2018. Moving on to authorization, signatures, payroll and accounts payable register. Can you tell I'm exhausted? Read another manual.
So the treasurer and the deputy treasurer were out this week.
Yes.
So unfortunately you have 84 checks to sign tonight.
Can't wait.
There are a few that require three signatures, but that requirement for the three signatures actually isn't a bank policy, it's a town policy, so it's up to you if you want to waive that for tonight or not.
I would say we could waive it for tonight to make a motion, only because it's not...
The bank will accept it.
Right, we have a quorum, so we should be able to...
And you could maybe stick with your procedure of announcing the amount, but...
Yeah, I will do that. So tell me again, the check registers need three signatures?
Nope, just the ones that are flat. There's only like three.
These
ones
are flat here.
That are above a certain threshold.
All right, so we're going to make a motion to waive the three signatures on all the checks that exceed the threshold for October 10th, 2018's meeting, since we have a quorum and not three selectmen.
So moved.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Right.
But you can divide and conquer on these because it only needs one.
This one here. Yeah, I figured I'd let you do this. So close. Okay, in addition to that, we're signing a check for Howard Fairfield LLC for $8,138.23. We are also signing a check for the treasurer for the State of New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services for $14,827. We're signing a check for Quicken Loans for $1,978.
Now, do these need just one signature?
Yeah.
Do these all need one?
Just one, yeah.
So I'll do these and do the rest. Perfect. These are the two signature piles?
Yes.
Keep your eye on the pile.
Let's get some folders out. We'll start doing this.
Don't do it.
I saw Bill and Faith at the sandwich fair last Sunday.
Oh, really?
Bill looked really good. He really did.
He was in here today. Looking dapper in his flannel shirt.
No, I told him you're going to be hot for
him. He's always so charming. He really is.
If it weren't illegal, I would have gone out and gotten a rubber stamp.
Right.
How was the sandwich fair?
The sandwich fair, it was really good. Really good. We went Sunday because we weren't sure what the weather was going to be like on Monday. And there was a lot of people, but it wasn't so packed that you couldn't move around and go to the exhibits.
Okay.
my favorite donut man was there. He makes donuts that are about this big and about that thick.
You want to start double checking? Apple
cider donuts.
Oh, jumbo apple cider donuts.
Jumbo apple cider donuts. Oh, they were so good.
Just when you thought cider donuts couldn't get any better.
I had a bite of one the other day. Might be doing that again. It was yummy.
I almost brought one home to Katie.
Who, me?
You.
Oh, no. I had a bite of one the other day. It was absolutely delicious, and I thought, oh, that's not so bad. An hour later, I said, I don't know what you were thinking. Do I look like I have more ink than you? Do I look like I was bored, John?
I was just handing you my pile.
Well, I'll hand you mine.
Nice try.
Yeah, nice try. That's like left there now?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard they're putting in a trampoline park in there.
They did, and they had these like weird things you could ride on. The little kids could. In
all the stuffed animals?
Yeah. But I love how like you drive by there and they're putting up two new plazas right across the street.
Really?
Seriously, it's so sad. It's so sad.
They're putting in an Aldi grocery store across the street, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a bulk
Yeah, but this, that whole mall is empty.
Yeah, it's, yeah. This
it, is... it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
So, Johnny picked up the F-550 from Hillsboro Ford and brought it to HP Fairfield. So we need to request the final check to pay HP Fairfield. And then also the other truck from Liberty International will be ready soon. So we need to sign the first payment request for that before that goes to HP Fairfield. So evidently the requirement now is that whichever selectman signed the lease purchase agreement has to sign the payment request. So this one is...
They're going to have to learn how to waive that.
I know, because if...
Because, like,
it's
when...
Would have can't
right,
really.
Right. It is. It actually is.
I think part of the problem is that, or the difference this time is that before we went right through Key Government Finance for the escrow account, but this time it's through a separate bank, and that's where the complications arise.
But they should, someone should, just like I ran into the other day, they all know there's a problem, but no one's going to fix it. Just put in the stack at my, on my house. I have a whole stack of letters to write. It's awful. Keep just getting it. Oh, it's a gray area. I got crayons.
John, this one's for you to sign. Here are approved minutes. Thank you. This is our updated workers' compensation posting. Police chief submitted the PAFs that he referenced last week for the part-timers.
Do we need to vote on them or no?
Because I think you should. I think you voted to raise it, but you need to vote for the individuals.
Because he put in the budget for it, but never gave them...
Right.
So is that right? Like if he budgeted for the part-timers for that, oh, it's not for the personal. Okay, I get it. All right. Listen, I've had to talk a lot of things out lately. Covered a lot of territory. Yeah. I'll make a motion that we sign the PAF for, as recommended by the police chief, for Matthew Terry, for a pay increase for the certified part-time officer to be at 2026, which is grade 15, step 1. Matt Terry.
Who is it?
Matt Terry.
Matt Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, I second that.
All right, any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. I don't know how to say Merrick's last name.
Wisenzy.
All right, I'll make a motion that we sign the PAF as recommended by the police chief for Merrick Wisenzy for the part-time certified office to be set at 2026, which is grade 15, step 1.
I hope I didn't screw that up with that.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. There's two of them.
Then a couple correspondence items. The wetlands permit application in your correspondence file is actually in reference to the Lower Bay Road project, where across from the inn, they're concerned about when they excavate slope on the water side that it's going to cause an issue with the embankment. So they actually have a permit application from the property owners, are actually the inn owners on that side. So there's an application from the property owners for that. So that's in there. And then also there is a letter in here addressed to the board, and there's a response from the assessor attached, because I forwarded to him since I knew we'd have some questions, I'm sure, in regards to that.
Is that the one from Jim?
Yes.
Okay. The update that we made last week with the vote for this, can we just remind Rick about the update in the operating manual?
Yes.
Okay. I totally forgot to remind him the other day.
Brought to Terry's attention today that the old tax map cards were in those steel things on the corner right there.
Okay, perfect.
She didn't even know. I'm going to ask her about those old maps, where all that stuff went. Maybe she knows. And if not, I called Steve over, hoping he knows if maybe he got put somewhere else. It wasn't a lot. Because most of the stuff that got thrown away was receipts and payroll and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Reader's Digest Condensed Books. Let me tell you.
Okay, so they're decorations. Yeah. They look like legal books for a second. Reader's Digest.
Did you wash the curtains?
No, did you?
No. Did you take them down?
I washed the curtains last
time. Take them down and wash them. At least impress them. I mean, not tonight. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning making fish chow. My first stop at 7 a.m. Awesome.
Yeah.
I've been home since 1.
You're in the home stretch.
Does this go in the correspondence form?
Yeah. How would you like to respond to the letter? Because that correspondence from the assessor just came to you.
So I think that we could just forward that off to Jim.
Okay.
Because I think what he did, because I had gotten a copy of Jim's email as the chair. So I read it. And so Jeff took out the points from the letter. And I would have to agree with Jeff's response. This one you sign? Did we
have
to sign?
No, these are all correspondence lines.
You didn't sign it.
would make a motion to approve the Samberton Board of Selectmen's minutes for October 3rd, 2018, with any corrections.
And I'll second it. And I don't have any corrections, I just have a couple of comments under discussion that under 3.1, the transfer station hours have been fixed on the website. Katie Ambrose had taken care of that and brought that to the manager's attention as well as mine. And so now you can find that readily available on our website.
It's also been corrected for the back of the town report.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Nice catch. And also under section 4.2, under the town building concept and design process, I just want to make sure that even though we're going to approve these minutes as correct, that tonight we want to make sure we duly note that on October 10th of 2018, we have decided not to reappoint the Space Needs Committee. And that is all I have. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. All right. We have two donations.
One is in your packet.
Yep.
I would make a motion that we accept the donation with thanks from Leighton Diversified in the amount of $5,525 for...
It is for the excavating and digging of the...
Services and material for the catch basin.
On the town-owned portion of Lower Bay Road.
On the town-owned portion.
And I will second that. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Can we send Mr. Leighton a thank you?
I would make a motion that we accept with thanks the donation from Karen Ober of Fabric for the recreational programs, estimated value of $45.
And I'll second that. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Is there anything else that needs to come before this board?
Make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Adjourned at 6:58.